Krishna, Krishna, let's all play, going to the forest. Sound upon our flutes and horns, keep the cows before us. With a stiff lunchback too, we'll be happy seeing you. Krishna, beautiful and blue, hari, hari, bo, hari, hari, bo. Krishna, Krishna, now we're here, dancing all together. Decorate with twigs and leaves, clay and peacock feathers. Putting feathers in our hair, Krishna's pleasure is our care. Loving him, we have no fear. Hari, hari, bo, hari, hari, bo.
Oh, Sudama, see Krishna up there looking at the forest? I will run the fastest and be the first to touch him.
Oh, no, David Prost. I will be the first to touch Krishna.
No, no, you don't. I will be the first.
Watch me dance like that peacock. Peacock! 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 Coo-hoo! 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 Look here, Mandali Bhadra. See the shadow of this bird? Let's see if we can follow it.
Oh, monkey, you look so funny. You can't get away, silly monkey. I've got you.
Here comes a frog. Here, he's going to the water. I'll follow him.
When Lord Krishna was enjoying his childhood pastimes with his boyfriends, one Agasura demon became very impatient. He was unable to see Krishna playing, so he appeared before the boys, intending to kill them all. He was so terrible, even the demigods were afraid of him.
This Krishna has killed my sister Putana and my brother Bakasura. Now I shall kill him along with all his friends and calves. My name is Agasura. I'm fat and round. My lip is in the sky. My jaw is on the ground. My wide open mouth is just like a cave. Soon it will be Krishna's grave. From my mouth hot wind blows. From my eyes fire glows. Now I am waiting to swallow you. Please come in, dear boy of blue.
Look, Sridham, there's something lying on the road. What do you suppose it could be?
Visala, this figure appears to be a great animal, ready to swallow us all. Just see. Is it not a big snake that has widened his mouth to eat us?
Yes, what you say is true. But if we all at one time entered in the mouth of this great serpent, how could he possibly swallow us all? And even if he could, Krishna would save us.
Yes, yes, let's go in.
Then, talking in that way, all the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna entered the mouth of the great Agasura demon. Unlike the demigods, they had no fear of the demon because they had taken complete shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna.
They've all entered my mouth. Ha! Now I have them. When the children die, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan will die of grief. Ha 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 ha! Oh, all except Krishna have entered. He's the one who killed my brother and sisters. I will wait for him.
Krishna is the assurance of safety to everyone. But when he saw that his friends had entered the belly of the serpent, he became momentarily aggrieved. Even though there was factually no concern on Krishna's part, he was thinking that way out of love for his devotees.
Oh no! All my friends have entered the mouth of Agasura. What shall I do? I know. I also will enter into the demon.
When Krishna entered the demon's mouth, all the demigods began to cry. At the same time, all the friends of Agasura, especially Kansa, who were accustomed to eating flesh and blood, began to express their jubilation.
Hooray! Hooray!
While the demon was trying to smash all the boys, Krishna heard the lament of the demigods, and he immediately began to expand himself within the belly of the serpent. He grew bigger and bigger until the demon could no longer breathe. His big eyes moved violently, and he quickly suffocated. Finally, his life air burst out of a hole on the top of his head and hovered in the air. Then the demon's body fell dead, and the boys emerged unharmed.
Krishna has saved us from the terrible demon.
We were as if dead, but Krishna brought us back to life.
When Krishna emerged from the demon's mouth, the shining spirit soul that had been hovering in the air merged into the body of the Supreme Lord, and thus Agasura gained liberation by the eternal mercy of Krishna. The demigods were overwhelmed with jubilation and began to praise him, saying,
Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Of doubt or fear, it's springtime all year. The peacocks crow and the winds blow. The waters fall and cuckoos call. The lotus blooms beneath the moon. But everything is mute when Krishna plays his flute. One day Krishna and Balaram were playing with their friends. A demon named Shalamba came there to pretend. He changed his ugly body to look like one of them. He said, Kamsa has sent me to kill these boys of white and blue.
Oh, Balaram, you are so great. No one could defeat you. I am so glad to have your association. Today is so nice. The calves are contented. The wind is blowing sweet fragrance, and I am thinking that because of your presence, there could be no misfortune in all the three worlds.
Yes, my friend, let us not worry about anything, but simply join together with my younger brother Krishna and play to our heart's content. He is the reservoir of pleasure, and with him present, there can be no loss of happiness. Your friend catches me.
So we came a little closer to join into their fun, thinking he would steal the Lord and away he would run. But because the Lord is residing in everyone's heart, we knew the demon's evil plan from the very start. Oh,
coward boy in the blue dhoti is not a coward boy at all. He is a big demon who has assumed this form to try to kill me and Balaram. I have an idea. We'll have a mock fight, and Balaram will defeat him.
Krishna said, come boys, let's fight. We'll challenge Balaram with our might. The team who wins the first attack will ride upon the loser's back. As they played, they watched the cows. Balamba meant to keep his vow. So there he was on Krishna's side, trying his best his form to ride.
Come on, boys, let's have a duel. My team against yours, Balaram. Pick your men. Come, friend. Please join with me. With your help, I'm sure our team will win.
Oh, no, dear Krishna. You may be very great, but don't think that you can defeat me.
You may be my elder brother, Balaram, but we shall see whose prowess is greater.
Just you wait.
We'll see who's best.
Come on, get ready.
We're not afraid.
1, 2, 3, go.
Get your out of the way there. I got him right now. Oh, no, we'll push him.
We won.
All right, you boys. Come here so we can take our victory ride.
As it was, Balaram was victorious. His strength and his name are most glorious. So now the demon grew bolder. He took the Lord on his shoulder. He had thought Krishna to be most powerful, but now he found himself most sorrowful. For Balaram's just like a mountain, which is something he didn't count on. As Balaram was carried off away from where they played, he noticed that his carrier had changed in every way. Balaramba, feeling such a weight, his normal form assumed. He looked just like a cloud with lightning carrying the moon.
Oh my! Just look at my carrier! He's not a cowherd boy! He appears to be a great demon carrying me away from all my friends. Well, I shall not let him go any further. All right, you demon. Let's see you stand up to my hand.
So Baladeva has never missed. Hit Pralamba with his fist. The ugly demon fell down dead, just like a snake with a smashed head. The boys were praising his powers while the demigod showered flowers, and the music was heard for hours. The chanting of